The next time you jog your local 5K, imagine trying to do it with 150 pounds of sandbags hanging on your shoulders. That's exactly what the Marines have to do, only they're not wearing sandbags. That's the weight of their body armor. Until now. Thanks to the engineering skill of my next guest, that protective gear will soon weigh 45% less. Flora Jordan is an engineer with the Armor and Load-Bearing Team at the Marine Corps Systems Command and a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program, and she joins me now. Ms. Jordan, great to have you on.
Thank you for having me, Tom. Appreciate it.
Now, you are just a few years out of college, right, and doing design work for the Marine Corps.
Yes, that's correct. I've been out of school for about 4 years now.
And tell us the genesis of this project. I knew they had body armor, but 150 pounds of it?
Well, the body armor is not actually 150 pounds, but when you have the body armor with all their combat equipment and their pack, it can get heavy. It's not necessarily 150, but it's upwards of 80 to 110, depending on what the mission set is and what they have to carry with them. But the body armor is heavy in and of itself. It's probably about 30 to 32 pounds. And that provides all their ballistic protection that they need, as well as a platform for them to actually carry some of their combat gear. So kind of what generated this whole project was we went out and we started talking to Marines. We surveyed over 600 Marines across all the different military occupational specialties. And we were asking them, you know, what are they looking for in a body armor system? What's not working with their current body armor system? And all the feedback we got were things that I knew we could accomplish right now. So we just started developing and working on lightening the body armor and designed the body armor for better fit, better mobility, so they can actually really be better operators in the field.
Sure. Before I get to the armor itself, I want to ask more about the field interviews that you did. You actually went out to locations personally, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me more about that.
I spent a year and a half traveling to all the different Marine bases. It was usually me, one other colleague, six laptops and about 100 pounds of body armor in a bag. And we would sit down with groups of Marines for about 3 hours to really kind of get their feedback and really understand what they were looking for. And as the body armor has developed, we've actually gone out and tested it with them. So I'll wear the body armor myself and we'll go on hikes or we'll spend time in the field so we really get an understanding of, you know, what their day-to-day job's like and how this really impacts them. So, yeah, we've done that a couple times. It's a real eye-opening experience for sure.
What kind of reaction did you get when a young woman showed up at a Marine base asking about something like body armor?
For the most part, they're a little bit of surprise, but for the most part, they are extremely open. I think they're just excited to have someone willing to listen to them regardless. So, yeah, it was, you know, they're all super gentlemen, all of them.
And is the armor issue simply the weight or also the way it kind of hangs or maybe the fit of it?
Yeah, it's all of that. It's not just the weight, but it's how it fits. It's the cut of the armor. It's kind of how it's worn on the body and all the different components that you use to make up that system. Everything from how easy it is to take on and off to how easy it is to put gear on. So we kind of looked at all aspects of the system to really kind of make it work for the Marine.
And did they tell you there's anything else they'd like to throw overboard to lighten up that whole kit that they carry?
No, we actually focused on a couple on their pack system as well. One of the biggest issues that the Marines have is that, you know, it's really hard to wear a body armor with a pack system. So I'm also the engineer for the pack. So we started looking at how well those two systems integrated together and what those, you know, problem areas were and how we could tweak them to give them a better overall comprehensive combat system.
And one more detail I wanted to ask you, too, is that you are a engineering major. Tell us where you went to school and what type of engineering you majored in.
I went to McGill, which is in Montreal, and I majored in civil and environmental engineering.
We're speaking with Flora Mackey Jordan. She's an engineer with the Armor and Load-Bearing Team at the Marine Corps Systems Command. And then you got back, you had all these interviews. What did you do next?
So once we came back from all those interviews, it took us a while, but we went through all the data. And we kind of realized, you know, there was a lot of changes we could make to that body armor system to really make it a better system for the Marines. And that's when we actually started the design process. So I worked with a team affiliated with Montana State University, and I would tell them what I was looking for based on the feedback I'd had from the Marines. And then they would actually, like, hand make me a system or multiple systems, and then we would take it back out to the Marines to test And we did that a couple of times. So it was a very iterative design process where we were constantly making changes, testing it, making changes again.
So it was almost like agile development only for body armor instead of software.
Yep, that's correct.
And how can you lighten it in such a way that it still stops a bullet?
So there's been a lot of advancements in ballistic protection in the past, 5 to 10 years. So we've capitalized on that. There's new materials out there that are stronger, more capable at stopping bullets at a lighter weight. So we've done that. But we also looked at other ways to just shave weight and bulk out of the system. So independent of the actual ballistics, we looked at how can we just get excess material out of there? How can we shape the design to just remove any material that might be in the way? We also included some new materials like new Velcro, new buckles, new what they call laser cut material that's lighter weight. So we just kind of incorporated a whole bunch of new technologies into the system to really kind of lighten that load.
And I know the military branches have been having issues with the fit of not just body armor, but the uniform itself for women that are serving in increasing numbers.
Yep. So we did, for the development of the system, we did multiple fit studies. So we would go out and we'd pull in about, anywhere from 60 to 80 Marines, and we did this multiple times. And we had everyone, we had females up to males. We were fitting people from 4'8 to 5, 6'5. And so we could check the fit of all the components, and then we made adjustments as necessary in order to make sure that we were really capturing all the Marines and all genders across the service.
Yeah, some of them are like baseball players. You don't see how big they are till you get up close.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And so what is the status of the new armor system now?
So it's going into its final phase of testing. It's out with the Marine unit who's going through an operational test this summer. And then after that, it's really just us doing the documentation so that we can go out and purchase it next year.
And the commander of where you're working has said that it's amazing what you've been able to do and that this is a whole new rethinking of something so basic. How does it feel to be this young, I guess to say, and at this type of work and making an impact like this?
Honestly, it's been an honor. I couldn't have asked for a better, career out of college. I love what I do. I love working with the Marines. They've been open to what, we wanted to do. So, I couldn't ask for a better position. I'm so honored to be doing what I'm doing. It just feels good to, kind of give back to those who give so much to us already. So.
And what are you looking at for your next project?
I'm not really sure yet. I might want to try to go back into environmental engineering, which is what I studied in school. But that's a few years away, so I'm not 100% sure yet.
Because there's plenty of environmental engineering the military forces have to do.
That is correct, yep. So I was looking at maybe, staying within the Department of the Navy and helping out in other aspects.
Flora Mackey-Jordan is an engineer with the Armor and Load-Bearing Team at the Marine Corps Systems Command, and she's also a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate it.